Hello and welcome to Beyond the Checklist. Today's episode is a little bit different. I have some really exciting news to share, and that is that my thesis proposal for my 1,000-hour yoga medicine therapeutic specialist certification has officially been approved. And now I get to move forward with a project that feels both deeply personal and deeply needed. It's called Yoga for Neurodiversity, Integrative Tools for Focus, Regulation, and Resilience. This episode is a behind-the-scenes look at what I'm studying, why it matters, and how you can be a part of it. So the first is, why did I choose this topic? If you've been here for a while, you know that my work lives at the intersection of yoga, neurodiversity, and real life, where nervous systems are complex, attention is nonlinear, and just be consistent is not the answer. One pattern has shown up again and again, and you might relate. Most self-regulation strategies are mind up, meaning they rely on logic, discipline, behavior change, or cognitive For neurodivergent nervous systems, that often leaves out the most powerful entry point we have, which is the body. Many of us live with a body-brain gap. We know what we should do to calm down, focus, or transition, but getting our body to come along is the hard part. Our thoughts might say, slow down, while our fascia, breath, and chemistry are still in go mode, or we shut down completely the moment we try to push through. This project is about bridging that gap, not through force, hacks, or perfection, but through body-based practices that meet our nervous systems where they are, not where they're supposed to be. Over the next several months, I'll be working with 15 neurodivergent adults in both individual sessions and small group cohorts. Together, we'll study how body-based practices impact attention, sensory processing, emotional regulation, and overall resilience. Some of the modalities we may look at can include nervous system-informed breath work, gentle movement and mobility, myofascial release using soft props or therapy balls, restorative postures and supported rest, or yoga nidra and somatic body-based awareness practices. The goal here is not to create calm robots. The goal is responsiveness, resilience, and relationship with the body. You might be thinking, how are you doing a thesis for yoga? Well, a thesis in yoga medicine, the organization that I study with, is not just a research paper. It's a long-form case study-based project. It requires working with real clients over time, structuring measurable goals and outcomes, designing sessions based on anatomy, physiology, and nervous system science, documenting changes, insights, and applications, and presenting findings to contribute to the broader yoga therapy field. So why am I doing this? Because neurodivergent bodies are widely underrepresented in yoga therapy research. Most protocols are built for the neurotypical brain, for neurotypical regulation, sensory tolerance, and pacing. Completing this thesis helps me grow as a yoga therapist and educator, and it helps you by ensuring the tools I share are not just intuitive or anecdotal, but grounded, tested, and refined for neurodivergent nervous systems. Because accessibility is core to this work, I'm offering multiple participation pathways. All have the same mission, but they're different levels of support. So you might be interested in being a full participant, either paying, receiving a scholarship. And these are things like one-on-one sessions, small group sessions, and it has personalized goals and nervous system plans. They might be weekly, they might be bi-weekly. And we'll have reflection check-ins, feedback forms throughout. And this really contributes to the formal research that I'm going to be doing. Another option is to participate in a group. So you might join a group time that I set up. You might come to me with a couple of friends who may be interested in putting a small group together. And these will have the same things like goals and reflection check-ins, feedback forms, and still contributing to formal research, but it'll be more focused on shared practices and peer experience and community. You also might be interested, but not sure if you want to commit to a small group or one-on-one sessions. So you might look at the self-paced path. So you'll get access to different modules. There'll be worksheets, practices, short videos. They're not required, of course, because it's self-paced to do everything, but I'll offer the option to opt into providing feedback that I can use for my research. This is a great option for those who want to contribute but have a limited bandwidth. And of course, if you're listening, you're going to be an observer on this journey. I'll give podcast updates here. I might send out emails with insights from the project. I'll share education as I go along. And of course, if you choose to participate, everything that we do is anonymous. In my research, your name and identifying information will not be there, but just the information that you share with me will be shared, of course. Expectations for you as a participant would be just to show up to the level that you choose. There are no gold stars for perfection. There's no such thing as perfection. I really ask for honest feedback about what's working, what's not working, and a willingness to be curious and compassionate with yourself. I'm offering it in so many different ways because neurodivergent accessibility requires permission, flexibility, and choice. Regulation is not one path fits all, and neither is research, healing, or participation. Everyone deserves a doorway. Thank you for being here and for supporting this work. As I said, I'll be sharing updates as I go, what I'm learning, what's surprising me, and how we can apply these tools in daily life in ways that are actually possible. If you would like to participate in any tier or share this with someone who might benefit, check the show notes below or head on over to my website at simplifyspaceandsoul.com. Until next time, take a slow breath, feel your body, and remember, regulation is relational. And your body is not the enemy.